Well, it's been a frightfully hot summer in Madrid so far. For about 10 days or so, temperatures rose above 38 degrees Celsius. That's 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Those temperatures aren't really unusual for Madrid in the summertime, but they are somewhat unseasonable for mid-June, and especially for such a long time. Plus, it was a really dry, deathly heat, very unpleasant, and no wind, sort of a brownish sky. It wasn't good. But anyway, a much-needed break finally came a few days ago. But I promise you, the sweltering weather will return at some point. It's still early on in the game, and we've got at least 2 more months of summer weather. Last summer wasn't too bad, actually. Hopefully, we won't have too many heat waves, and it won't be too horrible this year. We'll see what happens. But regardless, people have been doing their best to keep cool and hydrate, and that may come in the form of a wide array of drinks. Some alcoholic, like ice cold beer, which is very popular at this time, or summer wine, the famous Tinto de Verano, which is sort of the Spanish version of sangria. Believe it or not, sangria is not as popular and as common as is commonly thought. But there are other kinds of drinks, many kinds of drinks, and some are classics in Spain. And some are classics in Madrid. Of all the booze-free choices, water reigns as king. Bottled water has been selling by the millions, as you'd expect. But you also have tap water. Now, many Americans I know, when they first come to Madrid, look at me suspiciously when I tell them to have a glass of water from the faucet, and many decline the offer. It's sort of a knee-jerk reaction to a belief most of us were raised with, a standard piece of common misinformation, and that is tap water from anywhere beyond the borders of America, as a rule, is packed with enough vermin to confine you to the bathroom for days on end. It can even be lethal, and the basic belief is that you just don't drink the water. But the fact is, Madrid's tap water is excellent, in my opinion, and refreshing. And most people at home drink it without a second thought. It comes from the mountains north of Madrid, and those mountains have a lot of granite, so sort of the quality of the water is high. It's clean after being treated, obviously. Restaurants serve mostly bottled water, but you are entitled, as a consumer, as a visitor, as a citizen, to a pitcher or a jug of tap water if you so wish. So don't be afraid to ask for one. Plus, it's sort of a tradition that was pretty common, I'd say 30 years ago, and has sort of disappeared, but it's coming back a little bit. Anyway, let's move on to more elaborate blends that the Spanish seek to find relief. I'm thinking of soft drinks or non-alcoholic drinks, which are popular. Years ago, there were many local concoctions that were made and sold in the city, but the majority have given way to the rise of major soda brands from the multinationals. A few, though, have managed to survive. My guess is that the most popular is probably the legendary Granizado de Limón, which is a kind of iced lemonade. In fact, that's exactly what it is. It's lemonade full of crushed ice. If you're from the United States, something like Italian ices might come to mind, but this is different. This is more of a drink, and it's more liquidy. Anyway, the natural, real lemon juice versions are especially delicious, but be careful. The heat can make you want to gulp them down. And if you drink them too quickly, they can give you the worst brain freeze ever. Trust me, it happens to me every summer at least once. But I have to admit, I have a soft spot for the Granizado. In fact, near my place in the Ibiza part of Madrid, there's a place called Siena, which is actually famous for its ice creams, but it also has excellent Granizados. But Granizados are very common in Madrid, and you can find them in many places. especially ice cream parlors and so on. You also have Granizado the Café, which is also quite popular. Another classic from Madrid, though it isn't as popular as it used to be, is the agua de cebada, or barley water. Now that sounds like something you'd order in a pub, but it's actually 100% non-alcoholic. The drink's origins actually are said to go back to the eastern coast of Spain in and around Valencia, but it was a standard summertime drink in Madrid during the 19th century and part of the 20th century, and especially at Madrid's many verbenas. Verbenas are fairs or carnivals that are usually associated with the fiestas of a patron saint, and you'll usually find a stand that sells granizados or chatas, which I'll tell you about in a second, and agua de cebada. But other than those places, there are very few establishments in the capital where you can find agua de cebada. In fact, I can't think of any. The only one I can think of off the top of my head is a seasonal stall on Narvaez Street, not too far from the Goya intersection. And it's called Miguel and Jose. And it's a classic. That stall has been helping locals find relief from the heat since 1941. Actually, their specialty is horchata. I'll get to that in a second. But they also serve other kinds of traditional drinks. The stand I was telling you about sets up business every summer, but when the weather cools down, they sort of depart and return the following spring like migrating birds. And in fact, it was just the other day when I was sort of trudging down the street, nearly obliterated by the heat, and I was nearby the old stall there and made my way over. It had been a long time since I had had an agua de cebada, so long, in fact, I could barely recall its flavor. And for some reason, I said, today's the day to try it again, because I was sort of curious. And they served it in a glass. You can actually have it there, sort of on a ledge there next to the stall. It was mixed with some crushed ice. It was sweet, probably a touch too sweet for my liking, but very refreshing. In fact, I thought to myself that if they added carbonated water to it, it would be a little like Coke or some kind of cola. Not exactly the same, but something like it. And in fact, I was just about to mention it or give my impression to the man behind the counter, but then I thought to myself that he probably wouldn't appreciate that opinion very much. Anyway, making barley water isn't that difficult, apparently. Actually, I've never made it myself, so I'm sort of talking from zero experience, but I think I'll have to try it one day and tell you how it goes. Anyway, all you need to do is soak toasted barley seeds in water for a few minutes, rinse them, and then add them to 2 liters of water and cook at medium-low heat for about 30 to 40 minutes. Then you let it cool, you filter out the seeds, add lemon zest and sweetener, and serve it ice cold. When I decide to do it, I'll let you know how it goes. And finally, another summertime classic is not really from Madrid at all, but Valencia. It's the second one from Valencia, and it's called horchata, and we spell that H-O-R-C-H-A-T-A. There are apparently a number of versions of this drink around the world, mainly from Africa and Latin America, and they use different ingredients. For example, in Mexico, horchata is common, but it's made with rice. But in Spain, it's made with a bean that's originally from Africa, I believe. They call it in Spanish chufa, but in English it translates as tiger bean. The drink that is produced has a sort of milky texture to it. It is blended together often with lemon, cinnamon, and sugar, I believe, and that's pretty much it. Now, I have to admit it took me a while to take a liking to it, but that's just me. I love milk, but not necessarily milky drinks. But over the years, I've really grown to like it. It's pretty common in Madrid, especially in the summer, and in Valencia, you can get it all year long. So there you have it, if you want to cool off with something refreshing, and at the same time, try something local and typical, give these drinks a shot. I don't think you'll be disappointed. And that'll be all for today. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast by Brian Spain Domain. Please feel free to leave us any comments because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spain Domain, click on our PayPal donate button. Or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. Stay well, stay safe, stay cool, and hasta pronto.